Armodoxy for today. Vartan, a comma, not a period. Have you ever heard of a nation, a country, a people, or even a team celebrating a defeat, a loss? Well, the Armenian Church does exactly that. And I don't believe there is another group of people on the planet that celebrates a defeat, a military one, at that. This was the first time anywhere that a battle was fought for the defense of Christianity. The year was 451. And the mere fact that the Armenian Church exists today and is the center of the Christian tradition of the Armenian people is proof that the battle was lost, but the war was won. This week, before Lent begins, the Armenian Church commemorates two groups of saints, led by two heroes of the Church. They are actually partners in mission. Leon, or Revont, and Vartan are noted for bringing the light to the darkness. Of the two friends, brothers in Christ, Vartan was the warrior, Revont was a priest. Together, they were the fighting force of body and soul, of spirit grounded in faith. The story of Vartan and Revont gets told and retold from generation to generation, from 451 to today. Armodoxy asserts that you cannot impose your beliefs on anyone else. Armenians have never pushed their faith on others. This is not a sign of apathy, sloth, or weakness. It is an expression of tolerance and understanding. However, when it comes to the practice of their faith, the Armenians would not give up, even if the consequence was death. To the Persians who were imposing their faith on Armenians, Vartan and the Armenian forces responded, "From this faith, from Christianity, no one can separate us, neither sword nor fire, nor any other force." Armenians make the point of remembering that they were outnumbered on the battlefield by a ratio of 3-1. And with over 1,000 Armenian casualties, Vartan fell. The historian Yerishe records that Vartan and his soldiers took an oath. "We are ready for persecution and death, and every affliction and torture for the sake of the holy churches, which our forefathers entrusted to us by the power of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, whereby we were reborn ourselves by torments and blood. For we recognize the holy gospel as our father, and the apostolic universal church as our mother. Let no evil partition come between us to separate us from her." Remembrance of the saints Vartan, Revont, and those who sacrificed their lives as an act of defiance is a reminder that our faith in Christ cannot be compromised. In a sense, the Battle of Vartan, 451 AD, is a page of history that has a comma at the end of it, not a period. The Battle of Vartan continues today, and each generation has a chance to continue or end the story. The Battle of Vartan 451 is history. The Battle of Vartan 21st century is our reality. For we recognize the Holy Gospel as our Father and the Apostolic Universal Church as our Mother. Let no evil partition come between us to separate us from her. Let us pray. Lord our God, through the intercession, memory, and prayers of Saint Vartan and Saint Leon, who lived and died for Jesus and the Fatherland, and for whom we commemorate today, grant us the gift of peace and of your great mercy. Amen.